The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
There is nothing controversial about specialty license plates. They are common all over the country. But the ACLU filed suit to stop the state of Tennessee from allowing specialty license plates that say, "Choose life." The ACLU argued that a pro-life message should not be allowed because Tennessee did not allow a message favored by abortion rights advocates on license plates. The ACLU was successful in persuading the district court to knock out Tennessee's law allowing Choose Life plates. Tennessee appealed to the Sixth Circuit, which has long been a battleground between conservative and liberal judges. It is evenly split on ideological grounds. Six of the active judges were appointed by Presidents Clinton and Carter, while eight were appointed by Presidents Reagan and the two Bushes. But on issues concerning abortion and religion, some of the Republican judges sometimes switch sides. By the luck of the draw, this case drew a panel of two Republican-appointed judges and one Democratic-appointed judge, and the vote came out 2-1 in favor of the Choose Life plates. The scholarly decision, written by Judge John Rogers, explained how a long line of Supreme Court precedents allow government-sponsored speech on a variety of topics. Judge Rogers refuted the argument that if Tennessee allows a Choose Life license plate, then it must also allow a pro-abortion license plate. Judge Rogers noted that when the government promotes a message such as "register to vote" or "support our troops," it certainly does not have to create the opposite message like "don't vote" or "stop the war." The court ridiculed the ACLU position that Tennessee might be required to allow license plates advertising the Ku Klux Klan or the Nazi Party. Such an argument, the court said, falls of its own weight. Since other circuits have come to different conclusions, the stage is now set for the new Roberts Alito Supreme Court to address the issue of Choose Life license plates.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to egoforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Or click on our banner at rbnlive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says women never have the last word when arguing, they never get to it. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I promised you yesterday that G.B. Oliver would be with us today, and G.B., it is always good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, I'll assure you it's always an honor to be able to spend an hour with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, it must not have been too much of an honor, because... I've been trying to get a hold of you for 2 months.
I had a suspicion there was going to be a little whipping went on in front of this show. So just get it out of your system right now.
Well, you know, I was ready to call a posse and get out to Bloodhounds. I didn't know what had happened to you.
Well, a guy's got to go out there and raise a little money every once in a while.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Well, maybe, you know, there's ways to do that. And there's people that have gotten money that want to invest in something that will do the country some good. And, you know, I tell you what. My kids were home the other day, and they tithe, and I said, you know, which is great. I believe in that. But I said, you know, I just got to the point, I don't see any really good, what we normally think of as these organizations that we ought to donate to, like the Cancer Society. I don't think they're trying to cure cancer. I think they want to keep it going because, hey, it would cut off a lot of jobs and salary and funds if they stopped that. You know what I mean?
Those, absolutely. Those are huge businesses. There is no incentive to find a cure for those kind of things.
So,
you
but
know, there is no money in cure. Where the money is in treatment. And you got to remember that. And I learned a long time ago in the banking business, you follow that money. I don't care what a guy looks you in the eye and tells you, just follow that check, and that money will never lie to you.
No, they can treat cancer from now on, and they won't treat cancer here in the United States like they do in Mexico.
No, not at all.
I mean, you can go across the border. You're down there. I'll bet you're close enough. A lot of people probably come through Alamogordo on the way to get cancer treatment.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you something that you just hear one remarkable story after another. We know, you and I both know, a large number of people that have gone and had their cancer treated in other ways and had to go out of the country to get it done, of course, had tremendous effects. You know, I mean, absolute cures.
Well, that's not really what we came to talk about. But, you know, a lot of those, like I said, I don't see too many of these organizations that I would want to donate to. And by golly, Paragon Foundation would certainly be one of them that I would want to do.
Well, I appreciate that. Not only do you contribute in dollars, but you contribute a story that'll be in this next issue of this magazine, and I wanted to publicly thank you for that. I think it's one of the finest articles on animal ID that I've read anywhere.
And I have a sequel. I have a sequel coming out for next month or for the next issue.
Well, you know, I'll have to go ahead and cut you a check, and we'll get it right to you so we can run that one as well.
Now, you're going to have people believing that somebody pays me for what I write. Come on.
No, that's absolutely false.
I'm glad you admitted that. Because, you know, people, you have a pretty good reputation. And people believe what you say.
No, for the record, let me tell you that you've contributed far more to this organization than most people in so many different ways. And I am indeed honored to be able to talk to you, and I'm honored to call you a friend. And
well,
I mean that.
Okay, the feeling is mucilage.
Now get off my back about being gone 2 weeks or 2 months. Oh, man.
Now, that was a play on words. The feeling is mucilage.
Mucilage.
Mucilage, yeah. That's what keeps us so close together. But anyway, I have a little news item that I must release very quickly here because I've had I don't know how many phone calls early in the morning. I've been coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning. Ever since they moved me downstairs, I've had to come in early to kind of get caught up on stuff.
In that prairie dog hole?
I feel like I'm in a prairie dog hole down here. You can't. They don't even pipe sunshine into this place.
Well, you can get a little protection if you can convince them you're a prairie dog.
Oh, you mean, well, they'd stick a black-footed ferret down here. That'd be the end of old dummy field. You know, I said, I don't mind feeling like a second-class citizen. I felt like that a long time. But they've got me down to where I feel like a third or a fourth class citizen. Yesterday, I almost felt like I was a illegal immigrant or something. I was ready to cross the border. I didn't know.
An illegal immigrant?
Well, I don't know.
That's probably as good as you'll ever have it.
Yeah, it'd be a lot cheaper, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And all of a sudden, you're going to have rights that you've never had before in your life.
Well, I want to talk very quickly about Ron Paul's amendment to defund the National Animal ID System. It was to be considered yesterday, and I even started getting phone calls yesterday and then again this morning. Hey, what happened yesterday? Nothing happened yesterday. According to Congressman Ron Paul's office, the vote has been put off until next week, and this gives us more time to call Congress and say, hey, we don't need this animal ID, and you can stop the funding on it. At least that's the way it's set up as of now. Are you familiar with this?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, my hat's off again to that gentleman. You know, again and again and again, he's got the guts and the integrity to step up and tell it like it is and introduce legislation and amendments to deals. And I have a suspicion, Derry, that one of the reasons they didn't get to it is a lot of these gentlemen got phone calls and they don't quite know what to do. On the one hand, they've received all kinds of contributions from those entities that are out there to destroy the agricultural market in this country. And on the other hand, now all of a sudden your constituencies are calling in. And so what happens there is everything gets postponed until everybody gets time to run a poll and find out exactly where we are.
You know, I watched. Do you get DirecTV? Can you pick up RFD TV?
No, I can't.
So then whatever I say, you're going to have to go along with.
Pretty much. But I always do, don't I?
Anyhow, they had some cattlemen, in quotations, cattlemen, talking about RFI, talking about the NAIS and animal ID and how great it was and how this was all going to be on a satellite where they could find the animals from satellite. And, well, we've got to get this done immediately. And these were supposedly cattlemen. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The Council to Get Some Food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned, visiting today with G.D. Oliver III, who heads up the ParagonFoundation.org. And Beth just told me during the commercial break, G.D., that Alan McGardo was on Good Morning America this morning.
Is that right?
Yeah. You guys are making headlines. She said,
I'm almost afraid to ask.
No, she said it was about the dust devils. That I did. She just said, Beth, can you come in here and tell him what you saw? She will not come in here. See, I'm glassed in. Not only am I down in a hole, but they've got all glass, and all you see is shadows in here. It's amazing. But I'll tell you what, Felix.
I'm riding a bronc right now, and that's kind of what I think his vision of the world is.
Here she is. Here, Beth, tell GB what you saw.
Dust devils.
Dust devils.
That's it. Dust devils.
And that's what we're known for.
Well, anyway, I thought she was going to tell. Did they show any airplanes crashing or anything?
No.
No, they didn't. Anyway, see, my son, I never heard of a dust devil until my son Jay was out there in the oil patch.
Uh-huh.
And he took up flying while he was out there, you know, just in a little Cessna deal.
Uh-huh.
And he said, boy, you didn't fly over that country after, what, 9 o'clock in the morning or something because of the dust devils. And I'd never heard of one before.
Yeah, you've got to give them a lot of room when you're a small airplane.
All right, tell our listeners very quickly what that is.
Well, it's a mini tornado is what it amounts to. But when I say mini, I mean, you know, nowhere near the intensity of a tornado. But in the summer out here in this country, I mean, they're everywhere. You know, when it starts to warm up, it's just a whirlwind. And some of them get pretty large. But, you know, I flew down to look at some cattle the other day, and I bet while we were flying, we went around six or eight of them.
Can you see them and go around them?
Yeah, you just fly around them. You know, you can fly over one of them or close to one of them, and it gets real rough in a small airplane.
Well, Jay said it would take you down if you got in it.
Well, I've seen some of them that'd be pretty rough, but...
Well, he was afraid of them anyway. Anyway, we're off the subject. We're always off the subject.
It's our tradition, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's early in the morning. You know, if it was 10 o'clock at night, you'd expect us to get off the subject. You know, I'm going back to this donation thing. I have a thing here, I sent you a copy of it from the National Wildlife Federation. With proper planning, you can not only maintain and even enhance your future economic security, but you may also be able to make larger charitable gifts than you ever thought possible. As I mentioned a while ago, and Jimmy did not ask me to do this. I'm doing this all on my own, so help me. But GB, you guys do a world of good, and you are fortunate in that you got enough money behind you that you don't have to spend any of the... Explain that. We're taking a break. When we come back, explain how your organization is set up so that you have enough money to run the organization. The income is already there, but you still can't do nearly what you'd like to be doing. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Return visiting again after a long absence with G.B. Oliver III, ParagonFoundation.org. Telephone number 1-877-847-3443 in Alamogordo, New Mexico. G.B., going into the commercial break, and really I see this all of the time. I get letters constantly from the NRA and from the Heart Association and all wanting money. And I thought, you know, you guys don't ever ask for anything, but you ought to, because people think that you're rich and you've got enough money to keep the office open. But there's a lot of things that you could do if the money was available. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, Derry, you and I have talked about this a great deal. I guess the thing is. We don't know how to ask for money. And I guess maybe we have to learn how to ask for money, because there are so many opportunities out there. And one of the things that's happened to this foundation, and I would say it's about the last year, and this is a really good thing, and I don't ever sound like that I'm whining about this, because it's a great thing, and that is that there has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation. That's a really good thing, because if America doesn't wake up, you and I both agree that it doesn't have much future. And that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things. We have people that volunteer, and we are so grateful for those kind of things. But it limits you as to what you can do. And you and I, you're giving me trouble about being gone for a couple of months and not being able to be on your show, and I apologize to you for that. But the truth of the matter is, because we're a little outfit, and that's growing tremendously, it puts a lot of pressure on our infrastructure. It puts a lot of pressure on the people that work here to accomplish and cover all the bases that have to be covered. In a lot of cases, we're dealing with attorneys. And I'll tell you one thing right now. If you don't keep both eyes on an attorney that you have hired, and I don't care where he is in the country or what case he's handling for you, the likelihood of getting stung is very, very strong. And so when we get elbow deep in all of these projects and those kind of things, and because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people, as you played in that commercial, our commitment to these people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help the little people. And that's a commitment I made Tom Lineberg, and let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that. But, yeah, it's a sage-old problem, and we're talking about it now, but there's never quite enough money to cover and do the things you have to do. And every once in a while, I have to just shut down everything else and focus on just what we have, because we're not going to expand. We're not going to expand our infrastructure in here, and many times we'd like to.
You know, you made a comment just a moment ago, something about, you know, we don't have time, we need to wake up America. I received an interesting email from a listener, and let me read it. But it says, Derry, being a young'un, and I don't know how young this young'un is, but being a young'un, seeing what's been going on in the world, I've been asking my elders, and I guess I'm an elder to about anybody anymore.
Oh, I don't know that.
Asking my elders if what's happening today is anything new, or has it always been happening? Maybe they don't understand the question, but they never seem to be able to answer. I'm not wondering if we've been subject to the same agenda since 1913 or earlier, but if what's happening today is evidence that things are accelerating faster than in the past, do you believe the events of today are a higher level of intensity? Now, I actually do believe that. But anyway, he makes some good points here. He says, or is it the same level compared to the events in the good old days? Was Pearl Harbor treated like 9-1-1? Was Hiroshima the start of the apocalypse? Was the Cold War worse than the War on Terror? Did people believe hiding under a desk would protect them from a nuclear attack? Now, for people that are young, they don't know what we're talking about here. But I remember very well, they taught the little school kids they'd have a nuclear attack alarm, and the kids are supposed to get under their desk like that was going to help them.
They taught us that from about the second grade on.
Did people feel the commies were coming out to get us? Was there fear of the Russians dropping atomic bombs from Sputnik? Was the Kennedy assassination the end of America? Was landing on the moon the dawn of a new age? In general, are things really happening now, or is it the same as it has always been? Is the end of America as we know it happening now, or has it always been happening? Thanks. How would you answer that? Hey, I've lost GB. What happened?
Yeah, Derry, we did lose GB. But,
I know what happened.
You tell us what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. You got to get him back. I try him on his 800 number, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, are you using the number that he gave
yes,
us?
Yes, we're using the secret number.
The secret number. Well, see, I know whose number that was before they got it. And I said, GB, I said, the only thing that worries me about this broadcast, okay,
Is that number.
And
what'd he say?
I said, it won't be very long that line will go bad. And he said, yes, and he'll be saying, put another quarter in. So help me. We talked about that before we went on the air. Keep trying. We've got 3 minutes to get him back. We'll be right back.
Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Precious metal prices consolidated lower in choppy trading on Thursday despite a weaker dollar. Gold closed down $11.50 an ounce to $680.60. Silver fell 69 cents to $12.55 an ounce. Quote, the gold value of the dollar appears to be going into a free fall. The further it declines, the more dire the consequences, reports today's Wall Street Journal. The dollar's collapse is nothing less than a body blow to capitalism. More at SwissAmerica.com.
Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. 5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-B-U-Y-C-O-I-N. Discover why gold rules.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow-calf pair and bull sale this coming Saturday, May the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Lost Creek Land and Cattle Company will be selling a string of 120 head of fancy black and black baldy cows that have 200-pound calves by their sides. Now, these calves are Bandeau and Ambush breeding, all born within a 60-day period, and they have a complete vaccination series. The Valley Ranch has consigned a 90-head string of fancy and black and red limousine cows with 250-pound calves. They're traveler-bred Angus calves by their sides, and these calves are source-verified, vaccinated, and they, too, were all born within a 60-day period. Kim Kessner has consigned 100 3-to-6-year-old Angus bred to Power Genetic Angus Bulls to be fall calvers, and 25 head of older cows with 200-pound calves by their sides. Now, these cows will sell this coming Monday, that's May the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Friends, how'd you like to have a brand-new steel building for hay and machinery storage? My friend Lou at Steel Span Buildings can help. Listen to these satisfied customers.
The reason we wanted it is because the sheds we had were too low. We had to take the muffler and the air cleaner off the combine every time we wanted to get it in. We wanted it high enough so we could drive in with a 20-foot header. We've had five wagons that fit in there side by side. He's really a good guy to talk to, and he treated us really good.
Well, it was quite a bit cheaper than the other buildings I had priced, about $3,000 or $4,000, in fact, you know.
Product-wise, I really think that poles or whatever, I mean, any of that stuff can, over the years, take its toll in maintenance and that, but concrete and steel just don't go away.
Friends, it's Lou. Don't buy that pole barn. Buy my 50x50 building special for $8,300. This won't and can't last. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the greatest pleasure in life is doing what people say you can't do, Derry Brownfield.
And at the sound of the tone, please put in 50 cents.
You reckon it's true that they want a payment every 30 days on this thing?
You know, I told you this morning. I said, I know who had that telephone line before you did. And
yes,
I said, you couldn't trust him, and I don't trust that telephone line.
It is a little worrisome, isn't it?
Anyway, we were talking about being a young'un and it is what's been going on in the world, and he names all of these things. I did get to read through that after you fell off the air there. But do you feel that things are happening a lot faster today than they've ever happened before?
I do. I truly believe that the battles that we face in this country and worldwide are no different than the battles that have gone on since the beginning of time. You know, people want to break these arguments down into Republican or Democrat or conservative or liberal or whatever, however they want to break it all down. And I believe forever, and you and I have had this conversation, that I believe this is good versus evil at every point in this thing. So I believe the battles are exactly the same. I do believe that they've intensified. And I think if you believe in what the Bible tells you, they tell you that it's going to intensify, that the world will wax worse and worse until the end of time. Nevertheless, I don't believe for a moment that any one of us ought to ever throw up our hands and give up on this thing. I think that you and I are put here and we're given a responsibility. And that responsibility is to fight every day for the things that are right. And like riding a bronc, you know, you just look right over the point of that shoulder and you just keep reaching and grabbing, and no matter what happens, that's what you do. And the same way with this battle, you don't ever look off.
You mentioned the end of time, and a lot of people say, oh, that's the end of the world. The end of the world, and here we are off on another subject again, but the end of the time is nothing to do with the end of the world. We're talking about the end of an age. Things are going to change. The world is going to be forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that.
Okay, so much for that. That is our sermonette for the day. You know, Jimmy gives me more good advice. This morning, just as we just had a minute or two to visit before we got on the air. And I said, you know, I feel like a groundhog or a prairie dog or something coming down here. And he said, well, if you think you're a prairie dog, don't eat those little seeds if they've got them scattered around.
And beware of those black-footed ferrets.
There you go. Hey, the other day when we were talking, you were talking about suing the Air Force. You're out there in Alamogordo, White Sands Air Force Base,
mm-hmm.
and a group of ranchers actually sued the Air Force over low-flying jets, did they not?
They did. Absolutely, they did.
Now,
That was going on not only in our area, but all across Texas and a lot of other places.
You said those jets flew so low that they blew down barbed wire fences?
Yeah, there's a gentleman down there on the Mesa, and you've been down there close to that, that where those fences, and they were steel posts, and they ran over the top of those ridges. That was the approach that those fighters were using to come in onto this bombing range that were down there. And they were coming across there so low and at such speeds that the vortex off the wings was bending those steel posts over and laying them on the ground. And that's hard to believe, but I'll guarantee you I saw it with my own eyes, and so I know that was true. Our concern was, if you're out there horseback gathering a bunch of cattle or something, you're in bad trouble when one of those things went over the top of you. And that they had to respect that airspace is a property right, just like the ground is a property right.
Well, now you've been a pilot. You've flown commercial. You've flown firefighting equipment and this sort of thing. How much airspace do I own, or do we as landowners own?
There's many, many court cases and Supreme Court cases that say that you own. From the ground, or the mineral rights you own under the ground, to the end of the atmosphere.
End of the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Well, that's way up there.
Mm-hmm.
So when we see these helicopters and things blowing the leaves off the trees, they don't have any real right to do that.
No, they don't. In fact, the FAA oversees all that, even military airplanes, and they have certain things that they've got to comply with, just like I, as a private pilot. If I'm up there flying over your house, I'm supposed to stay 1,000 feet above any occupied area or any kind of a community or a home or anything like that. And so that's the guidelines they're supposed to operate by. And I think they finally kind of, with a few exceptions, this whole thing has resolved itself. But you know, I've had the great opportunity of having rides in those fighter planes and everything, and I got to tell you that I'm not sure that if you didn't strap one on me, somebody'd have to be all over me making sure that I didn't do exactly what those boys were doing.
You know, just for the fun of it, you mean?
Dadgum right.
Well, anybody to get on a silly old bucking horse at a rodeo would try about anything.
And that makes no sense to me either. Oh man. But, you know, in our next magazine, we have, I went down and did an interview with Ty Murray, you know, the guy that was...
Yeah, I know Ty Murray. I know. I don't know him personally. I just know who he is.
And I'll tell you what, now, he's a great guy, and nobody crawled on more bulls or broncs than he have, and he has a little bit of sense. So there's still hope.
Well, you've kind of outgrown your hope. You know, once you... Once you get over the hill, you don't feel as ambitious as you used to. But anyway, the other day I was visiting, about the chip testing down at White Sands.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to go into that, or is that something that should not be mentioned?
I will tell you exactly what I was told. I'm not going to tell you who he was other than he was the commander of the base here. And a gentleman that had been to the Pentagon. And what brought up the fact that you and I were talking about the suit with the Air Force, I mean, this guy became a very good friend of mine. I, at the time, was president of the Chamber of Commerce here. And I really liked the gentleman. He was a general and a commander here.
How do you get all those good positions? Why would anybody elect you president of Chamber of Commerce?
Small community, and they just ran out of people.
I thought because you were the president of the bank or something, and, you know, hey, we got to put this guy up there and be nice to him, or he'll call in our notes.
No, anybody that was anybody in this community was banking at the other place.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of banking, here we go on another subject again. But this morning, Beth got a brand new $10 bill, and she brought it in. She says, it looks like funny money to me. I said, well, I never saw anything look like that either, so I called my bank. And I said, what does a new $10 bill look like? They didn't know. I said, well, don't you have one? It took them 15, 20 minutes to find the new $10 bill. When she came back on, I said, I didn't figure you had $10 in the whole bank. That was...
That reminds me, when I was over here in the bank, I had an old gentleman that had a ranch down there, and I just loved this guy. But I'll tell you, Derry, he was absolutely the cussedest guy you ever saw. And he talked real loud, a boisterous voice, you know, and everything. And so when he came into the bank, no matter who you had in your office, you shuttled him out and got him in your office and got the door closed. He was, because, you know, I mean, he didn't mean a thing in the world by it, but every other word was a cuss word, you know. And I had a guy in my office, you know, and I was trying to get him out the door, and this gentleman went up the teller line, and that's the day that they handed him one of those new 20s. And I can't tell you over the air what he said, but I'll tell you what, I grabbed that guy by the seat of the pants and pulled him out of my office and ran over there and got this gentleman, and he said, you know, what the blankety blank's going on here? Is this some kind of play money? I want them regular bills.
Have you seen one of the new 10s?
No, I have not, I don't think.
Well, they're orange and yellow and pink and blue. And, we had one down here a while ago, but it's gone now. I can't remember what all's on it. Gold. The little tin down in the corner is gold. I don't know whether it's real gold or, you know, it could be gold threads. I don't
know. Oh, don't you know it is?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had a tin in months. I've got a couple of fives here.
I didn't know you fooled with anything less than 100. Go back. We're off the subject. Go back to the chip testing and the fellow who from the was at the Pentagon and was over the entire White Sands Air Force Base.
Well, he had asked me a lot of times about Paragon, and I kind of avoided it because I felt like, you know, when you're in litigation against somebody, well, then you know that was just a subject because I liked him and he obviously liked me. That was just something that he and I didn't need to visit about. And so just before. You know, they transfer these guys out about every 2 years or so. Just before he transferred out, he called and had my entire family come out and eat dinner with him. His wife fixed dinner at home on the base. And he said, I've repeatedly asked you about your foundation. And he said, I know why you've avoided talking about it at all. But he said, I want you to know as I'm leaving that I am pulling for you all and the things that you believe in with all my heart. And then he began to tell me about things that kind of kept me awake for about 2 weeks after he left. And one of them was, he said that after he came in and became the commander of this base, there was testing on these chips being used.
Okay, I hear music, and let's take a break right now. Testing on the chips, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know.
to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website, rbnlive.com.
And before we get back to GB, every once in a while I have to eat a little bit of crow. GB, I'm sure that this has happened to you a time or two, but I advertised a sale and put the wrong dates in it. Let me read you just the top line of this thing. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow-calf pair and bull sale this coming Saturday, May the 20th. Now, I put that on the air properly, but down at the bottom of the sale, I said these cows will sell this coming Monday. And it's not Monday, it's Saturday. It is May the 20th, so it's tomorrow at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Okay, sorry about that, Wendell, but those things, I knew Wendell pretty good. I know him about as well as I do GB, and GB, I saw him make a mistake once, but it was just a little bitty one.
Hardly worth mentioning.
Yeah, I don't mean.
On national radio.
No, he wasn't on national radio. But anyhow, now, we were talking about testing chips, and we're talking about these implanted chips there at the White Sands Air Force Base.
White Sands Missile Range.
Missile Range,
he said,
yeah.
Testing, and he said as he'd come in here that he had learned that, and that he had been bothered by it because when he was in Washington, he asked me, was I familiar with the GATT Treaty? And I said, absolutely. I was a little surprised that he knew anything about the GATT Treaty. And I said, absolutely. And he said, are you aware of the fact that there is a GATT 2 Treaty that's laying out there, and they're looking for the right opportunity for Congress to endorse it and to run it through? And I said, no, I was not familiar with it. And he said that he had actually seen it when he was in Washington and read it. And he said in the GATT 2 Treaty that every newborn infant born in the 62 participating nations, apparently there were 62 nations that were going to participate in the GATT 2 Treaty, each one of those newborn infants would receive a chip. And the way that they intended to sell that was, if that child was ever lost or abducted, that they could find that child within 30 minutes. He also told me that he believed that the testing of that chip had been used in Desert Storm. And, of course, he was over there and involved in that. And I asked him at that time, I said, how in the world would a guy have a chip and not know it? And he said that the chip was small enough to go down a hypodermic needle. And he told me that he believed that the reason they had never come forward with the GATT-2 treaty was the fact that they had received some bad reactions to the chips that he thought possibly were injected into our troops, and he was referring to Desert Storm Syndrome. And he said, I have no other explanation for that disease when you consider that we were fighting side by side with the Kuwaitis, the Saudis, the French, the German, the Italians, the Canadians, the Australians. Why was it primarily just the American troops that came down with Desert Storm Syndrome? And he said he had no other explanation for that. Now, I'm just passing along what he told me. I have no expertise on any of this. I can just tell you that over the years that I knew him and dealt with him, he was a very honorable man and certainly a commander of a base and commander of a unit in Saudi Arabia during Desert Storm. So he was not a fly-by-night airhead.
Let's take the final break of the hour. GB, this hour has slipped away from us. We'll be back after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. We feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Jimmy, we just have about 4 or 5 minutes left. We have several calls, a couple pretty good ones. Should we take a call or not? Because we're going to run out of time here, and I want you to pitch the Paragon Foundation again.
Well, you know, you just got to beg them and get a longer than a 20-minute show is what you got to do.
No, I need to get you on the air more often.
I can't believe when I look up here that you and I have been chatting for an hour.
Okay, well, let's quit chatting, and I'm going to go to Monty in Oklahoma because he's an Air Force pilot. Hey, Monty. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Real quickly.
Monty. Okay, I just wanted to talk about ownership of airspace and the low-level routes, and I'll go real quick.
Yeah.
I don't think we can have ownership of airspace, otherwise you could charge airliners for flying over satellites, that sort of thing. There are approved low-level routes where they practice evading radar. We used to fly low-level routes, and they're approved from surface up to whatever. We used to fly, the military said you can't go lower than 100 feet, but actually the FAA said they were from surface to, say, 1,000 feet, and these routes are approved, and you can find out where they are if you want to. If you go to Flip Planning, that's a publication where it shows all of these things. But yeah, there are certain, and people don't even know if these routes overfly their property or not. But I doubt seriously if you really own the airspace, because otherwise you could charge the airliners for flying over your property.
That sounds like a good idea. But hey, Monty, thanks for the call.
Let's go
to Janet in New Mexico. Hi, Janet.
Good morning. This comes under the category of a shameless plug. I get the Common Sense Chronicle. I also get the Paragon Magazine. And I also get Range Magazine, among others, all my favorite publications. White Sands hits the pages a couple of times in the range, and one is an article I wrote, Remembering White Sands. But more importantly, in an article by Tim Finley, he talks about how the Nature Conservancy's involvement in advising the military at White Sands. And I was wondering if GB would care to address that.
Yeah, please do.
Well, I'll tell you what, they brought in, this is unbelievable to me, and so has the Bureau of Land Management, and I'm sure the Forest Service will follow in. All these entities now, these governmental entities, are now contracting with the Nature Conservancy to come in and do their environmental work. Now, I wonder how in the heck those studies are going to come out. But even on the military, they're doing that. And they're paying the Nature Conservancy big money to do so.
And you're going to have to go out and pick up all those desert tortoises before they get on the landing pads.
We've also got thistles.
Absolutely.
It's got what? I didn't catch Janet.
Oh, prickly thistle.
Oh, thistle.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff here.
Well, I want to get GB out here to Missouri and see all of the prickly things that we've got, because about anything that grows out here has got thorns on it. So,
Well, some of us that are fighting for private property rights need to grow some more thorns, I think.
You know, speaking of private property, and gosh, we don't even have but a minute left. But I don't know if you've been watching this or not, GB, but did you see where they're going to dig up Jimmy Hoffa?
No, I
okay.
have not.
All right. I've got to make this quick. But I watched this yesterday afternoon. It was an aerial shot of this ranch. It's a beautiful, beautiful estate. I mean, it's beautiful. It's a horse farm. I'd love to have their round pen. And they're digging right close to the round pen. And there's barns there that, I mean, cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to build. You can, and all white fences. It's a gorgeous place. And they think Jimmy Hoffa's buried there. And they're going to tear down these barns, and they're tearing up the land right now. Jimmy Hoffa's been dead for 30 years. They're not going to find... So they find some clues. So what? Whoever killed him's probably dead, too. I mean, let the guy alone. And I wondered right off the bat, they thought, oh, how great this is. They're going to destroy this ranch to find Jimmy Hoffa. They, first of all, don't know that he's there. What are they going to do if they find him, and who's going to pay for the damage that they do?
I don't know. That's your government at work for you. I'll tell you what, it makes as much sense as a lot of other things you're doing, doesn't it?
Okay. GB, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest again on the Common Sense Coalition. Don't hang up when we quit here, because I want to get you back on a little sooner. There's too many. I've got pages of things here I want to ask you about and discuss, and then you get started off on bucking horses and prairie dogs. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.